week's Torah portion is Noach. Noach is the story, of course, of the flood. The parsha opens up and says that Noach was a very righteous person. He was Ish Tzadik, a righteous person. It says, Tamim Haya Bedorosov, he was perfect in his generations. And Rashi tells us that there are two interpretations. What does it mean, perfect in his generations? Was Noach better than Abraham in his generation, or the same, or only Noah was perfect because he was living in such a bad generation? So is that a positive statement or a negative statement? Meaning, was Noah, compared to his generation, he was perfect, he was a tzaddik. But had he lived in a generation of great tzaddikim like Abraham, he would not have been as great a tzaddik. So Rashi brings us these two interpretations, and of course, there's two ways to look at it. If a person is in a situation where everybody else is doing terrible, terrible stuff, and they're not going along with them, and they're actually living according to the way they're supposed to live, then that's amazing. That's unbelievable. Now, could that person intrinsically? So the both interpretations are true. They're not actually contradictory. That means that if, let's say, you're a kid in a class and you're doing well, you're getting very good grades, but if you were in a class with kids that are so much smarter than you, then you would do even better. Then you would study harder, you would learn more, you would know more, you would work more. If you're a person who's working in a firm, let's say, with really amazing and driven people, you're doing great. But if you're in a situation where people are even greater than you, then you are able to excel even more. So essentially what the Torah is teaching us, and the Rebbe points out, the Rebbe asked the question, why would the Torah, in fact, say something, if there's two interpretations, and one is positive about Noah, that he was a tzaddik, and would have been a tzaddik in Abraham's generation too, and then the second one says, no, it was just because he was compared against the people of his generation, that's why the Torah calls him a tzaddik. So the Rebbe says, why would Rashi quote for us a negative interpretation? Just give us the positive. Why are you looking to say something not nice about Noach? Noach, after all, the Torah clearly says he was a tzaddik. So now we're trying to figure out how great a tzaddik, how big a tzaddik, would he be a tzaddik some other time? What's the point? So the Rebbe makes the point that the lesson the very famous point that Rebbe is making is that the lesson the Torah is teaching us and Rashi is pointing out to us is that in fact there was a very big difference between Noach and Abraham. And the fact, the difference is that Abraham not only worried for himself, but he also worried for his generation. He also set up a hotel and a whole mechanisms, and he actually risked his life to go and to try to convert his family and his community to monotheistic belief, in spite of the fact that the king at that time, we're going to read about in the next, wanted to kill Abraham because of his efforts at proselytizing, at teaching people the one true religion. Noach did not exert himself. Noach did not tell him, push himself that much. He didn't save anybody. The Torah tells us that it took him 120 years to build an ark. And during that period of time, people were asking him, why are you building the ark? And of course, it was because he said, he answered truthfully. He said, because Hashem is very angry at the way you people are acting. But nobody followed Noach into the ark. They were not worthy. They were not righteous. Hashem did not allow them to follow. They were not righteous, not worthy of being saved. And therefore, the Rebbe points out that's why Rashi tells us this negative interpretation, to teach us that the fact of the matter is that, yes, Noach was a tzaddik, but he should have at least been able to save some other people besides himself and his immediate family. Having said that, it's also important to look at the complete and total message. And the complete and total message is that when we have people around us that are better than us, then we excel and we do better. So when we have, and in fact, the language of Pirkei Avos says, when you knelecha chaver, acquire for yourself a friend, aselecha rav, acquire yourself a make for yourself a teacher, put yourself in a good situation, in a good position. And a lot of times we look around, we think about our lives, we'd like to be different, we'd like to be better, but we need a push, we need a motivation. And the story, therefore, the beginning story of Noach is that Noach had both of these abilities. Noach, in fact, was a tzaddik. The Torah says he was a tzaddik. Noach was tamim, he was perfect, he was complete in his generations. The Torah said he was complete. But had he had, and it wasn't his fault, it wasn't anybody bigger than him, had he had some tzaddik that was greater than him, Noach could have been even greater. Whatever that means, on Noach's level. Whatever that means at Noach's level, Noach was clearly a great, great tzaddik. Matter of fact, Noach is our great-grandfather, so we shouldn't say anything negative about our parents or our great-grandparents. This is Abraham's, is our great-grandfather, of course, and Noach was Abraham's great-great-great-grandfather 10 generations before that. So it's not like they weren't related, direct father-son, father-son, father-son. And it's not like the DNA of Noach did not extend down to Abraham, and then, of course, extends down to all of us. So this is the human nature. This is human, the human situation. We are affected by our surroundings. We are affected by the communities, the people that we hang ourselves around with. And then the Rebbe gives us the mandate to say that even if we are in a situation where we're not living in a religious community, or the community we're living in is not as motivated as we would like it to be, and whatever it is, the Rebbe says, so what? You have the power of Abraham, even if you're a Noah. And this really is the message of the Parsha. You got to be an Abraham, even if you're a Noah situation, meaning even if you're a situation where you are not, you don't have somebody else to push you, because that's just the way it is. Or maybe you're the most motivated person in your circle of friends. Clearly, in every circle of friends, somebody is the most motivated. So what is that person supposed to do? Run away from that circle of friends and find a different circle of friends? The Rebbe was very, very not happy that people should leave situations that they have an ability to impact. Matter of fact, the Rebbe has a beautiful book, Ayom Yom, maybe you're familiar, A Short Thought for Every Day. Yesterday's thought was that every Jew has the power and the ability to uplift, to influence, to make a positive change for their friends, for their community, for the entire world, just because we have an amazing, amazing neshama inside of us. So therefore, we got to look at the whole picture, and the whole picture is that we can be an Avraham even if we're in a Noach situation. We can be an influencer, and this is the language, you got to speak the language of the day. You got to be an influencer. You got to be of course, the influencers are only looking for the clicks to make money. But we are looking for different kind of clicks. We're looking for the clicks of the mitzvah clicks. We're looking for the influencing of making our really, really messed up, confused generation. We're looking to create light. We're looking to create clarity. We're looking to create morality. And we actually have all this power to do it. What we got to do is use our innate, inborn talents that we already have, use our neshama powers that we, of course, already have, and we are able, to, each of us, to make an incredible impact and make a real, real difference. And we're talking now today, of course, about the Israel's fighting against Hamas, the Nazis. I don't know why we should start calling them Hamas. We should start calling them Nazis, and people would have a little more clarity. The Torah says that the problem with the generation of the flood was the world was full of Hamas. It's interesting. In the Hebrew, the word Hamas means theft, robbery, taking away what belongs to other people, taking away, not letting other people have their natural state, their natural things that are theirs. And that was the big problem with the generation of the flood. And Hashem destroyed them. And Hashem, Mirch Hashem, is going to destroy these enemies too. And it's up to us to create light. It's up to us to create emunah, faith. One of the issues that the Torah points out with Noach is that his generation made him lose faith. He believed in Hashem, that Rashi says 100% completely. Obviously, he built the ark. But when it came time for the flood to actually start raining, until it really, really became impossible to continue, in his house or in his backyard, wherever he was, he didn't actually go into the ark and close the door. Hashem sort of had to push him in the ark. Rashi makes this comment according to this side of the interpretation that says that Noach wasn't as good as he could have been. So yes, we are influenced by our surroundings, and we need to elevate ourselves by attaching ourselves, because after all, we today have the advantage as Jews of having the covenant of the Ten Commandments, having the covenant of being Jews. Noach did not have the mitzvahs. He had Torah, Rashi explains to us, but he did not have the mitzvahs that we have today. So we have the ability to be a Noach, the ability to be an Abraham, even in a Noach situation, and we have the artillery, we have the firepower, we have the strength, the energy of Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore we have no excuses. So we got to do our best, and we can make an impact, and we strengthen our emunah, strengthen our faith in Hashem, and strengthen our faith in Hashem's faith in us, meaning that we got to believe in ourselves, and we got to believe that we can do it. And then when we put our finger, the language, the Rebbe's language is, we put your finger in cold water, Hashem will do the rest for you. So this is Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach starts, the Rebbe writes, in Hayom Yom on a negative tone, but it does, with the flood and problems, but it does end on a very positive tone. We end with the story of Abraham starting his life, and we end with the story of the renewal of the world, and Mirtz Hashem, we will experience those miracles with Mashiach coming, the true renewal of the world right away. So